Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
So this morning I want you to take your Bibles. I want you to open them to Romans chapter 8. Verse 28, and when you get there, I want you to say amen. Now, everybody here, y'all help me out. First of all, I need a big smile as you're turning. Please help me. I need some smiles, man. Some of y'all look like you done ate too many candy canes. I got half my church out this morning because they went and helped me with a parade yesterday. Amen. I wore them out. You should try hanging out with pastors sometime, because after we did the parade, we went and moved somebody. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And please, just look at somebody and say, get ready. We're diving in. Now, please don't turn your head off because you've heard this verse before. Because I'm going to show you some things this morning. I'm going to actually ask some of my men to help me out of here in a minute because I want revelation to begin to come alive to you. How many of you learned something on Tuesday night? You've heard the scripture, but you never realized it meant that. Well, today I want to show you some things, and I'm praying that you guys get it. I'm allowing just a minute to get everybody settled because I'm asking that right now there be not a lot of distractions this morning. Amen? Now, how many of you know we can bind up distractions? Amen? Why don't you do that with me right now? Just lift your hand straight up to heaven as we get ready for the word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up distractions. I thank you, Lord, this word is getting ready to be loosed under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that, Lord, is going to be loosed in power. Lord, we thank you today that it's going to be planted in good soil. Everybody shout, good soil. Lord, I pray that it goes into the hearts and minds of men and women this morning and they're changed by your word. We thank you for the presence of God right now. And we thank you for your love in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Are you in Romans chapter 8, verse 28? In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says this, and we know that all things, everybody shout all things. Say it again, all things. Say all things, not a piece of a thing. Come on. All things. Everybody just say all things. All right. I got to get y'all to catch this already. Okay. All things. Now, how many of us give pieces of things to God? Y'all ain't saying nothing in church, but you know you do. All right. Truth is that, God, I'll give you this area, but I'm not ready to give you this area yet. Amen. Come on, help me here. I'm speaking truth already. Watch this. You know what, Lord? I don't want to dabble. Lord, all things. Everybody shout, all things. All things, are you in that verse? Work together for good to them that love God. Can we stop? Can I get this verse to come alive to you? We know that all things, everybody say all things. Kenneth, can you do me a favor? Can you take your jacket off and come up here? Because I'm going to need you to do something for me. Just take your jacket off, son. Uh-oh, look at him. He's like, okay, Pastor, I'm coming, Pastor. I got this. Because I need a big guy. You know, Kenneth's a big guy. He looks good, don't he? Everybody say amen. You're not going to lie in church, so Kenneth, you just got a compliment. Amen. Now, do me a favor. I want you just to lay down right there on the floor. It's clean, I promise. Just lay down there for a minute. And we know that all things work together. Work together for good to them that love God. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Now, many times in our life, we get in a place where we're down. Y'all not say nothing. How many of us in here been in a place where you've been down? You've been looking for a way up, but it didn't seem like there was a way up. Oh, you got to help me now. I'm going to preach. You ready? You need to realize that in your life, everybody gets into a place. Even Jesus got into a place in the garden. Lord, if this cup can pass from... You ain't saying nothing. Because he was all God, but all flesh. He knows exactly what you feel and what you're going through. But watch this. And we know that all things work together for good. Everybody shout good. Pleasing. Say it. Pleasing. Helping. To them that love God. Now, many times in our life, we need to understand that you come across people that need a little bit of, I just need a little bit of help. Come on, anybody come across, I didn't say financially, because it's easy to help somebody financially. I'm talking about reaching inside and pulling out what God has for them. Hello. Hello. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have in me. How many of you got something in you? That was weak. I don't want you praying for me, all right? How many of y'all in here got something in you? If you got something in you, say, it's in me. It's alive. It's powerful. Come on, see, we need to realize, church, are you ready? What's in you is powerful. You're not weak. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. How many of you love God? If you love God, just lift your hand up and give him a wave offering right now. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor, Lord. I give it all to you. Look, the man laying out on the floor and can still give God a wave. Because even when you're down and out, you know God still loves. See, let me help you real quick. Even when you're on the rock bottom, you still know God loves you. The love factor kicks in because only love can bring you out of your hole. Come on, anybody ever just needed a hug and somebody just happened to come? Oh, happened. Someone was just anointed to come by. Somebody was just sent by God to come by and wrap their loving arms around you, and the joy begin to hit you and the strength begin to flow. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Nobody ever got one of those hugs? I'll meet you at the front door when you go home today. I'll give you one of those hugs. You need one, I'll give you one. Because I got something on the inside of me that's bigger than me. Let me show you this. Watch this. We know that all things work together for good that love God. Stop. Isn't it interesting that when you try to help people in your own strength, it's a job? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You ever tried to help somebody and it was a job? It was a J-O-B. I know some of y'all complained after you did it too and said, you know, that's a piece of work right there. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You know that's truth right there, don't you? Come on, but this is yes in church. Hello. But watch this. For me to try to pick him up by myself is a job. Because he's a man. That's all I'm going to say. That's a man right there. Hello? But see, you need to understand that those that love God are never alone. Come here, Brother Darby. For we know that all things work together for good, for what's pleasing, for what's helpful. To them that love God, to them that love God, to them that love God. Hello, if you love God, do you think God doesn't love you? Do you think God's not going to be there for you? Oh, come on, somebody. You need to realize that God's not an Indian giver where you just give it to him and he never gives it back. Come on, church. When you give him love, he gives you love back. He gave you love before you ever gave him love. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about because guess what? There was a time when you didn't love God, you decided the world was better. But he still loved you anyways. So there comes a time we need to realize that something happens right here. You ready, church? Something's getting ready to happen right here. This verse is getting ready to come alive to you because you've been doing love in your own strength for too long. You have been trying to change people for too long. You have decided, I'll change that person. I'll work with that person. Hello? Hello? What really happens is you got a God that loves you more than you love him. And you can't do it in your own strength, but God comes alongside you. Come on over here. And where it was a J-O-B before, where it was hard work before, because you realize that you can't change that person, you can't bring them out of that pit. Listen, you can't help an addicted person by enabling them. Sometimes tough love has to kick in, and you realize, you know what? I'm not enabling you anymore. I'm going to love you, but I got to love you the way God loves you. And God ain't going to put up with your sin. He wants you to get deliverance and come out of it. So there's times God's got to give you strength to say no. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing up in this house. Watch this. And what really happens is this, as you reach down in love, you got a God that reaches down in his love. He's just been waiting for you to lock with him. Because the truth is, even when I walk away, God never leaves you or for my. Come on. See, you need to realize God has always been here. God has always been with that person. All God has been waiting for you to do is come along and say, you know what? I have got to do a little work here, and I'm going to do it together with my Father. So what happens is you reach your arm down, and when you begin to pull, you realize, oh, my Lord, have mercy. Because you can't get to the second part of this until you get the first part of this. So you need to understand right here that we know that all things work together with God for those that love God, because God is love. Watch this. To them who are called according to whose purpose? Do you understand that God really does the work? He's just waiting for you to get up and do your part. Hello, church. Look at somebody and say, get your part. Do your part. That's it. That's it. How many of you realize, and truthfully, you ready? Let me help somebody in here. Can I help you? You're getting ready to hear the Southern boy come out. All Jesus was asking you to do was catch the fish. I'm going to make you fishers of men. All God's asking you to do is catch the fish, but let him clean them. You ain't saying nothing. Isn't it nice when you go fishing and somebody cleans your fish for you? Okay, there's no fishermen in here. All right. Y'all just go to the store and buy it and eat it, and they cook it for you. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? For every one of you who are called according to his purpose, watch this, his purpose, his will, his strength, his power, and him. See, we've been trying to do it the wrong way for too long. Hello? All you got to do is just love on somebody. It's just times somebody just needs love. There's just times when somebody just needs a I love that girl's hair. It's because when I touch her hair, I realize I ain't got none. Isn't it funny that just as soon as I started messing with her hair, she starts smiling. Hey, Pastor, you're messing with my hair. You know, sometimes all it takes is just a little of attention and love to change the course of somebody's life. Can we keep going? Look at verse 30. Watch this. Are you there? Moreover, whom he predestined, he also called. And who he called, he also justified. And who he justified, he also glorified. Now, are you ready? In other words, The Lord is saying, if you'll just love on me, I'll equip you to do the job. How many of us feel like sometimes we think we got to measure up? Y'all ain't saying nothing, but you know what? That's okay. You ain't got to say nothing because you know I hit you right square in the eyes. Sometimes we think we've got to do all the work. See, can I help you? It's not your love that changes people. It's His love that works through you that changes people. So when you go to help somebody and you don't have the strength to, if you did it in your flesh, you would just have to sit down. But when you're under the anointing, people look at me and say, Pastor, where do you get all your energy from? Where do you get all your strength from? I'll tell you where I get it from. I'm in love with the one who loves me. And when He tells me to move, He places what I need when I need it. If I need strength to move somebody or speak to somebody or wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, hello, somebody, then I'll be able to get up and do it because it's not me. A lot of people like to pat a pastor on the back. When the truth is, it really should just be the God in you. Can you go to verse 31? Watch this. What then can we say to these things? If God be for us. See, everybody likes to preach this verse, but you don't want to go back the verses before that. Hello, somebody. Come on, pay attention. Don't let nothing else distract you. Watch this. Listen. Watch this. Watch this. You ready? Everybody wants to preach this verse and get the church hopping. Well, what shall we say to these things? Well, if God be for us, then who be against us? No, let me help you. Are you ready? If you are in love with God, then He will make you worthy of the calling and the anointing. He will. Then, are you saying this? Watch this. What shall we say then? How many of us just read the verse? What shall we say then? If God be for us. You notice I even threw the arm in there for you. No, you skipped over the biggest part. What shall we say then? What is then? Where is then? When love is present. When love is in place. Do you understand that the word can't lie? It says that love conquers all. So if love conquers all, you have to understand this verse comes alive. Are you ready? Now, can I show you some things? How many of y'all are ready? Anybody ready? Go with me to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 1. Now, some of y'all are going to check out on me right here. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 1. Oh, it's the love chapter, Pastor. Ooh, glory. They have people who are getting married and they read this to each other. If you really knew what this chapter meant, I'm so glad I get to teach you what it means. Are you ready? Can I help you? Church, are you ready? Here you find God speaking to us. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, and have not charity or have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Can I break this down where we understand it in Georgetown terms? You ready? I can speak in tongues all day long and give prophecy and give knowledge and teach the word of God and give you things that you think should actually bring you higher. But if I do it and I don't do it in love, it's an annoying sound to God. Do you understand that there's an annoying sound that God hears sometimes? Is when you get a bunch of people that get up and preach or teach or give a word, and it's never in love. And God goes, ooh. You better be glad I ain't got a drummer in here, because I'd have him walk over and just smash that cymbal one time. Do we understand that what God is saying is that I would rather you do everything you do in love and not in works? So your pastor's had to learn something. Are you ready? I used to complain about how much I did, and the Lord says, because you're doing it for the wrong reason. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Amen. I used to complain about work. I used to complain about this. I used to complain about that. And the Lord said, you know what? You're doing everything out of yourself. I used to get a phone call while I was at work and say, we need you to lead praise and worship tonight. It used to grieve me. Because I'm like, don't you realize I work for a living? And that praise and worship leader sits at that church all day long. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, I looked at it as a job, Stephanie. Just like Stephanie could. Stephanie could look at it as a job. We pick her up, bring her in. She works with the kids and has fun with the kids in the back. Or she can look at it in love, because some of those kids don't have a mama. Some of those kids don't have somebody that tells them they love them. Some of them, all they know is abuse and hurt. Oh, come on, church. Hello, somebody. Hello. Here you find it. He said, look, the Lord says you can speak in all the tongues you want to, and I'm a tongue talker. You can prophesy. You can do all of these things, but if you don't do it in love, hello, church. How many of us love to shoot scriptures out on Facebook or give it to somebody? But sometimes we do it out of our own flesh instead of really loving them. Oh, come on. Come on. Anybody ever want to take a scripture and correct somebody? I know of pastors who like to vent on Facebook with a scripture. And I'm like, that's not love. Hello, somebody. If I have aught with my brother, I go to them. And I work it out with them before I even go to God. Hello, somebody. If you really love somebody and you really love God, you got to do it God's way. I need to go to verse 2 because some of y'all are looking at me funny. Can I go there? And though I have the gift of all prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am, shout it, I am nothing. You know what I realized? I realized that when God would move and I would see miracles happen, I'd watch tumors fall off, legs grow out. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing. I've seen it, blinded eyes open, ears open. Come on. I realized, I was like, my God, that is so awesome. I want to do this all the time. And then the Lord smacked me and he said, it's not that you love to see me move. It just should be that you just love me because you love me. Because there's a lot of people that want to go to church where there's miracle signs and wonders. They want to follow around prophets, and they want to follow around these healing preachers and different things. But listen, you're following the man. You're not following God. God says, I'm not interested in you healing people. What I'm interested in is love. Do you understand that God is craving your love? Oh, come on, church. Come on, I need somebody to hear me right now. Watch this. How many of you crave the love of a hug from your mom? Love from your child? The love from somebody in your family? You crave it. Come on, a spouse. Anybody here crave it? Boy, y'all are quiet. Listen, I crave it. My wife comes home from work. First thing I want is, don't talk to anybody else. Come give me a hug. These lips are right here. Mwah. I need a squeeze. And then my wife likes to grab me real tight and all the girls run because they're like, ew. Hello, church. No, you see, I realized in my marriage, love has to be not lust. Love has to be. Come on. Listen, I can wash your back. I can massage your feet. And I don't do it because I'm going to get something out of it. I do it because I love her. Do you understand that God craves your love? When you come in for praise and worship, all he wants you to do is just have a love feast with him. Do you realize all he wants you to do is just pour yourself out upon him? All he wants you to do is just cry out to him. Listen, I'm sorry, but during praise and worship this morning, I couldn't even sing because the tears were running down my face. I realized that I didn't have to lead praise and worship to bless my God. I didn't have to let my voice come through a microphone. I could sit back and push the mic away and just love on him and declare that he is my God and there is no other. I can declare he's my healer. He is my Savior. I could just pour myself out upon him. Everybody shout, love him. See, God's not looking for your works. Works should be a bypass, a handout of the love that you have in him and for him. If you've noticed in this church lately, you notice that the Lord's been pulling back for miracle signs and wonders. Amen? How many spirit-filled services have we had in this church where the altars are absolutely full and people's lives are? Hello? But then when you notice this, watch this, you see the seats that are empty this morning. It's because God said, I don't want you to focus on the miracles. I want you to focus on the love. And you notice that what happens is the seats begin to become empty. And it's because they haven't learned there's something called relationship. Do you understand what the Lord is trying to say to the church? He's trying to say, look, you can do all the miracle signs and wonders you want to. You can speak in tongues, declare, prophesy. You can do all these things. But if you don't love me, you want me to prove it to you? Matthew chapter 7, verse 23 says this. You ready? Matthew chapter 7, verse 23 says, you know what? We did all these things for you, Lord. We did all these things for you. And he looks at him and he says, depart from me because I don't know you. Can I help everybody here? You could be the best singer in the world, best musician in the world, best preacher in the world. But can I help you? There's going to come a day when the Lord looks at you and says, I don't know you. Whew, it just got really thick in the anointing in here. What do we do it for? But Pastor, I don't understand. The anointing falls. It falls because of mercy and grace and because he loves you. But what he really wants is love. See, I want to, this is going to blow some of your mind. You ready? I want to know the Lord so deeply and be so in love with God that when I make it to heaven, that he looks at me and goes, from afar off, come here, son. Y'all missed that. What kind of love can I have from my... I want to have a love for my God and for my Savior Jesus that they can't wait for me to get there. And the only thing and the only reason why I'm here right now is because it's expedient for you. Do you hear this? Listen, I want the Lord to go, oh, I'm calling him home. I finally get to have him. I want to grow to a place. How many of you want to go with me on this journey? How many of you want to learn to love him to the place that he says, I can't wait for you to be with me, but I got to keep you here to do my work. I got to keep you here so that I can help you bring others up and bring them to my throne and bring them to my face and bring them not to my hands but to me, to look eye to eye with me and to hear me speak into their ears. My God, have mercy. Listen, church, do you understand? He's calling you, Lisa. He's saying, I need you. I need your love. I need your time. I need your presence. I don't always necessarily need your works. Is everybody okay? Now, I'm not telling you to sit in a pew and do nothing. I'm just telling you do it for the right reason. Hello, church. Because there's a lot of people that sit in a pew doing nothing because you don't feel worthy of His love. And let me tell you something. If you don't feel worthy of His love, it's because you really don't know Him and haven't spent time with Him. Because if you didn't feel worthy, guess what's going to happen? I can promise you that He is waiting to have an encounter with you to change that thought. Go to verse 3. Is everybody okay? Y'all are quiet on me this morning. Are y'all doing all right? Are you bored? Are you learning? You want more? And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity or love, it profits me nothing. Look at somebody and say, nothing. Can I help you? Are you ready? Watch this. No, let me get everybody to understand this real quick. Who in here has ever bought a lunch for somebody? Who in here has ever laid down your life for somebody? Raise your hand. Raise them up. See, what I want to tell you is this. It says right here, watch this. Though you do all of these things, but you don't do them in love, all you're doing is boasting. Well, I helped this person. I helped that person. No, excuse me. You know why we go and cook turkeys? So that everybody who eats a turkey or we fix a meal for is so that they can see the love of Jesus come alive right there. To realize you'll let it all go. You'll lay down your family time just to love on. Excuse me. Can I help you? I love my family more than I love this ministry because my family is my first ministry. And for me to lay down my life and my family, you need to understand the love of God that I have for you. I didn't do it because I wanted to do it. I did it because I couldn't help myself. Hello? Hello, church. Do you realize that right here he's trying to say you can do all of these things, but if you don't have love, you can work with the teens, you can work with the kids, you can pick up people in the bus, you can do all these things, and one day you're going to stand in front of them, and you know what he's going to say? There is a reckoning coming because what he does is he takes all of your works and he lays it out in front of you. And then he takes the fire. Some of y'all need to read your Bible. And when he applies the fire to it, anything that doesn't belong to him is burnt up. And only the things that you did in love remain. So let me ask you something. Why do we do it? Why do we spend time with that person when nobody else wants to? I've had people look at me and say, why do you work with that person? They're a hopeless case. Why do you take a couple minutes out of your day and just sit down and let him fill your ear full of nothingness? Pastor, you're busy. Jesus was never too busy. If I can drop a little bit of love from the throne room of heaven to you, then you better believe we got to do it. Amen. Are you ready? Verse 4. Let me show you this real quick because I know some of y'all are ready to go. Your buffet's cooking. See, everybody loves to take verse 4 through 8 and do it with married people. But I want to show you something. Is this okay? Because this is the love that God has for you that he wants you to pick up. All of these things before he's saying, look, look, all of these things mean nothing to me. You ready? if you don't do them in love. And then he turns around and says, now let me show you what love is. You ready? Love suffers long. How long did God suffer with us sinning? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on, church, wake up. Wake up. Think about how long he's pushed off the coming of Jesus so he could get one more person to come to him. How long has he been pushing it back so he'd get one more of those that he fearfully and wonderfully made to spend eternity with him? Do you understand how much he loves you, church? He's suffering just as much as you'll ever suffer. God is kind. Ooh, some people in here have the hardest time with that. I just got in a discussion with somebody that said, God made me sick. Made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I looked at them, I said, show me in the Word. Well, you know, in Job, I said, oh, in Job, let's go to Job. Hello. Well, you know, God allowed the devil to, I said, so is God sickness or is the devil? But God allowed it. I said, have you read the whole book of Job? Well, do you understand that Job was at a place in his life that he could not receive anymore? How many of y'all would like to be the place where you can't receive anymore? He was so rich. He was so blessed. Do you understand that there's times when the Lord has to step back so that he can get you? Because at the end of Job, it says that Job was more blessed than he ever was. Hello, church. I looked at her and I said, you need to go back and read your Bible. I said, because God loved you so much that he sent his son to put stripes upon his back for your healing. God is kind. But God, why does bad things happen? Bad things happen anyways. I had people say, well, if God was so good, why does he let bad things happen? I said, do you understand that bad things happen because of the absence of good? It's an effect. Love envies not. Aren't you glad that God is not so envy of you that when you love your wife, he looks at you and he goes, I'll let that so that then I can call you to another level. It vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. How many of you are realizing what love is? Can I just help you? I don't want to be that big pastor that nobody can talk to. I don't want to be that guy who sits in his office. Y'all not saying nothing. Hello, church. Listen. And if I have to bring people on staff to help me separate it so all of us can love on people, so be it. Are you hearing me? I want to be to where I can love on people. Go to verse 5 real fast. Let's go. He's working on it. It don't behave unseemly. It seeks not its own. It's not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. Can I help you? God is not thinking evil about you. Hello? Hello, church. Everybody, look at me. You ready? Listen. God does not have an evil plan for you. God has a plan to prosper you and to keep you in good health as your soul prospers. Everybody, listen to Pastor. Are you ready? People have been taught, lied to. And God says, I don't have a plan to destroy you, but to bless you. Verse 6, go there. You ready? Verse 6. It rejoices not in iniquity. but rejoices in truth. Can I help you? Are you ready? God said, I have to send. I have to send truth. So I'm going to send my best. I'm going to send my son for you. Do you realize Jesus was truth? God rejoices in truth. It's why all the angels in heaven, on the day that Jesus graced this planet, all of the heavens opened up and the legions of angels began to sing. Can I help it make it personal? Do you understand that God rejoices when you realize you need him to come live in your life? The word says they have a party in heaven when one sinner gives their heart back to the Lord. Come on, do you see how God rejoices? Hello? He loves you enough, he goes, hey, there's one, let's party. I got another one back from the grip of death. I got another one back out of the gates of hell. Come on. How many of you realize the day you asked Jesus into your heart that God went, yes? Verse 7. Quickly. He bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Everybody say, God is love. So guess what? When you go through something, he's actually carrying you through it. See, a lot of us say, God, where are you at? And it's during that time you need to realize he's toting you, people. Footprints in the sand. God, why is it in the hard times there's only one set of footprints? I'm mad at you because you didn't show up when I needed you to. And the whole time God says, you don't understand. If it wasn't for my love for you and my love and my mercy and my grace, you would have never made it through. But instead, I picked you up and I carried you through. Good gracious, church. Verse 8. Love never. Love never fails. Can I just help everybody here? Can I help you? Stop thinking you're not worthy and realize you are. And when you love, love like he loves. Because when you love like he loves, you ready? He's right there. It was tough getting my boy off that floor. Wasn't it amazing when all of a sudden I realized that God was there the whole time just waiting for me to give a little Church, today I want to ask you something. We have a hard time loving. Amen? I'm going to say this, and I don't want the church to throw stones at me. Broke my heart yesterday. As I'm riding down the road in a parade, me and Johnny were talking about this before service. And I realized on one end of the street was all the white folk. And when I got down in front of where the clock was, I began to see the Hispanics. And at the end of the parade, I begin to see all my brothers and my sisters. And my heart broke, church. Because I don't care we still have a hang up. We still let the skin color govern how much we love each other. Bawled like a baby this morning because I realized, you know what, God, if you actually have to cause that generation to die so we can go into the promised land, then Lord, that's what you'll have to do. But we're not going to be a people who sits back anymore and allows the skin color or your background to stop us from enjoying the presence of God together and changing our city. My heart broke, church. Me and Johnny just began to talk. We had some time to just talk and realize where our city was. As he walked out my door to get ready for praise and worship, the Lord looked at me and said, "See, you've been speaking life over the city, and you're starting to see jobs and buildings and all these things beginning to happen, Georgetown, new housing developments. Y'all realize that life and death is in the power of your tongue." And as Johnny walked out the door, he says, "Today I challenge you, Pastor, and your church. Every time you leave this city and come back over into this city, you not only speak life, but you speak unity." Everybody shout unity. You realize that in unity there's love. Amen. We have a big task ahead of us, but we got a bigger God than the task. Amen. How many of you are realizing that today? We got a work to do. Church, listen to me. Look, we're one of the few churches that are mingled together. And I thank God. Now, you don't understand. Every time you come in the door, I praise God. Because you know what? This is love. Yeah, y'all ain't saying nothing. This is love right here. Before service, you're giving hugs. In the middle of the service, you're giving hugs. And at the end of the service, you're giving hugs. Y'all some loving people. I don't know where you get it from. Paul said it best. He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Hello? How many of you are ready to go where God wants you to go? Do what God wants you to do. Amen? Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Six 6:00 this morning, the Lord changed my message. This wasn't what I was going to preach. But I believe it's for this house. Church, I challenge you, can we love past ourselves? Can we love the way that he wants us to love? Before I do any calls or any offering, I'm going to ask the ushers to get the communion ready. You do not have to be a member of this church to take communion. But what you do have to do is know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, if you were to die right now, that you'd go to heaven. So I'm going to ask this question as the ushers are preparing. Is there anybody here that would say, "Pastor, I'm not living right, and I want to give my heart to the Lord completely. I want to know this love." If you're here right now, nobody's looking. I'm asking everybody just to stay still for just a minute and bow your heads. If you're here and you say, "Pastor, I want to rededicate my life to the Lord or give my heart to the Lord." If that's you, right now is your chance. If you're here, I want you to shoot your hand up right now. Do it quickly. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just four people. Is there anybody else? I feel like in my heart there's another. I just want to give it one more minute. Just one more minute. Come on, you're not promised tomorrow. Word says choose you this day. Right now. Amen. Those of you that raised your hand, I want you to pray this with all of your heart. Listen, in 1 John chapter 1, it says that we're to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us. Listen, those of you that raised your hand, I know that you've asked Jesus into your heart, but we've allowed areas and things to slip into our life. So today, we're going to do that right now, and the church is going to do it with you because all of us have fallen short. Everybody in here has had a thought, an action, or right now even living in places they don't need to be. So I'm asking the whole church to pray this with me. I'm asking those that raise their hand, you pray this with all of your heart. You ready? Church, are you ready? Say this with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of every sin. Wash me, clean me by your blood. I believe you died and rose again. I confess every sin, every failure to you right now. Lord, I know you love me. Thank you, Jesus, that today is a new day. I'm a new creature, and I'm ready for what you have for my life. I love you, Jesus, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.